العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of series Self-Reformation. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sends a salat upon me on Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, a saint of Allah adopted seclusion. People would go to visit him and he would advise them and counsel them. Those who would return from his gathering would return with a treasure of beneficial knowledge. Once, when people were present in his gathering, he said, O people, we have left our homes and families lest we become engaged in disobedience by staying with them. However, I fear incurring a calamity that is even worse and affects the affluent and rich. May it not be the case that any of us desires for people to fulfill our needs because of us being religious, or that we desire for people to offer us a discount based on the fact that we are religious when we buy something. May it not be the case that when we meet people and desire for them to respect us. O people, all these matters ruin a person. Therefore, always be mindful of them. The wise counsel of this saint of Allah had spread far and wide, and it even reached the king of the time. So the king presented himself before the saint to offer his salam. When he arrived, people began saying, O pious individual, look, the king has come to visit you. Why has the king come to visit me? He asked. Someone replied, he has come to listen to your speech that is full of wisdom. Having heard to what people said, the saint asked, is there anything to eat? Yes, someone replied, I have some dates with me. Open your fast with them at the time of iftar. And after saying this, the individual gave the dates to the saint. The saint immediately started eating the dates, despite the fact that he would fast all year round. When the king observed this, he was astonished, he was surprised, and asked the people, where is the pious man where I came to visit? Is this him? Yes, the people replied, this is the pious man whose wise speech is famous. In response, the king said, I do not see any good in him, and he left from there. After the king went, the pious individual proclaimed, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal, who made the king go away from me. It is good that the king was not impressed by me. Instead, he spoke of me in a negative way, meaning this resulted in me being protected from desiring fame and showing off. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, disliked trying to establish their status amongst people and gaining respect and fame amongst royalties. These pious people would push aside gaining respect, popularity, and busying themselves with worldly amusement. Instead, they opted for seclusion. They opted for isolation. On the other hand, we have ourselves, people who wish to gain respect and popularity amongst the common folks in all matters. Not only this, but inside our heart, there is a desire to become famous and be known by people who are rich and of a high rank in society so that we may be applauded, treated well, and receive rewards. We want people to know that we are religious. We want people to know that we are famous. We want people to respect us. We have done so much volunteer work. We want people to pay us respect, stand up for us when we enter a gathering. And if they don't do it, our hearts don't like it. We want people to give us discount at the stores because we are popular of being religious. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard of an example of three individuals that are going to be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hafiz, a sahi, and a shaheed. A hafiz will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, what did you do? He will reply that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I have learned Quran and I recited Quran in front of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them that you wanted to be known as a qari and you were known as a qari. You have been given your reward in the dunya. You have no reward left for the hereafter. A shaheed will appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him the same question. He will reply, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I was martyred, I was killed in your path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you were killed because you wanted to be known as a shaheed and you were known as a shaheed in the dunya. There's no reward for you today. A sakhi will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will be asked the exact same question. He will say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you gave me wealth and I spent it in your path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that you wanted to be known as a sakhi and you were known as a sakhi in the dunya. There is no reward for you in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani channel, can you imagine a person memorized the whole Quran and then recited it in front of people? A person who got killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lost his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third person, his wealth, he spent his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happened? Their intentions were not good. They desired fame. They desired showing off to people. They desired ostentation. And they were told that there is no reward for you in the hereafter. Your reward was already given in this dunya. What if the discount that we desire, what if the respect that we desire from people lead us to the same condition that our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty will say to us on the Day of Judgment that you desired fame and your reward was given in the dunya. There's no reward for you on the Day of Judgment. What are we going to do? Despite doing all these good deeds, we may return empty-handed. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we find such desires and wishes in our heart, then we must address ourselves and think the following. For people to utter some words of praise about me, perceive me in a good way, or for me to become famous are all the things which please my ego. However, for people to praise me will not guarantee me success in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Because on that day, people themselves will be trembling out of fear of being punished. By adopting this sort of mindset, we will get rid of the desire of fame that lives inside us, inshallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Amir Ahle Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatul Aliya, states that desiring fame refers to be known and respected. In criticizing the desire for fame, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, the purpose of gaining popularity is to instill a status for yourself in people's eyes. The desire is the root of every trouble. To protect yourself from desiring fame, one should reflect upon the Quranic verses and hadith that highlights its harm. Chapter 20, Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 83. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, this abode of the hereafter, we make it for those who do not seek arrogance in the land nor disorder. This verse alludes that how the hereafter is for those who do not aim for fame or corruption. Chapter 12, Surah Hud, verse number 15 and 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, whoever desires the life of this world and its adornment, we will give them the full reward therein and will not cause any reduction in it. These are the ones for whom there is nothing in the hereafter except fire. And whatever they used to do, there was wasted and all their deeds became nullified. This verse also alludes to desiring fame, as this is a significant part of the desires and adornment of this world. In chapter 25, Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, whosoever desires the harvest of the hereafter, we increase this harvest for him, And whoever desires the harvest of this world, we will give him some of it, and he has no share in the hereafter. In Tafsir Nur al-Irfan, it is stated, it is in reference to those who intend to please Allah and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and do not perform actions to show off. Means that such an individual will be granted the ability to perform more good deeds. Moreover, the performance of good deeds will be made easier too, and he will be rewarded in abundance for his actions. This verse also refers to the one who performs good actions only for worldly benefits, respect, and desire for fame. Such individuals become a scholar and perform Hajj for fame and praise because his actions were not performed to attain the hereafter. From this we come to know that a person who shows off is deprived of reward in the hereafter, although his actions are valid in terms of Sharia. For example, the obligation of Salah of the one showing off will be fulfilled, but he will not gain reward, which is why the verse states, Fil Akhirah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we too should refrain from performing actions to show off, build a name for ourselves, or gain respect in society. We should too do good deeds only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and better our hereafter. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, if any one of you performs an action in a cave that neither has an entrance nor any entry point for light, even then his action will become known and whatever is supposed to be will come to be. The famous Qur'ani commentator, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, wrote the following in the explanation of this hadith. The meaning of this blessed saying is, why do you ruin reward by showing off? Perform actions with sincerity, worship secretly. Allah Himself will reveal your good deeds to people. You will be considered pious in the hearts of people. This is something tried and tested. Some people offer the tahajjud prayer in secrecy, and people happen to start referring to them as someone who refers tahajjud. The nur of offering tahajjud appears on their face. This is observable on daily basis. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there is no doubt that the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only perform actions to please Allah. This is why Allah places love and respect for them in the hearts of people. And this way, their piety became known all around the world. On the other hand, my dear viewers of Madani channel, our situation illustrates the opposite. We do not tend to perform good deeds, and if we do happen to perform them, we hurry to tell others and to be praised. To protect yourself from the inner disease of desiring fame and to not leave any room in your hearts for the want of respect and fame, listen to the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, protect your obedience to Allah from the praise offered by people, lest your actions be ruined. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, love for wealth and status increases hypocrisy in a believer's heart, just as how water causes vegetation to grow. In another blessed hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, two hungry wolves do not cause as much damage to the herd of sheep as much as wealth and desire for fame damages a Muslim's religion. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, liking one's own praise makes a person deaf and blind. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, it is enough for a man to be considered evil that the people gesture towards him, that is, praise him in matters of his world or religion, except those whom Allah protects. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from the Quranic ayah and ahadith mubarakah, we come to know that love for fame, meaning desiring popularity and recognition amongst the people, is a condemnable action, whereas being unknown, that is, not desiring to be known amongst the people, is praiseworthy. Hence, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, there are people from my nation that if they were to ask you for a dinar, you would not give it to them. And if they were to ask for a dirham, you would reject them. And if they were to ask for a coin, you would still refuse. But if they were to ask Allah Almighty for paradise, He would definitely grant it to them. And if they were to ask for something worldly, Allah Almighty would not give it to them, only because the world is worthless in His sight. There are many who wear worn out clothes, but if they were to take an oath by Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty would definitely fulfill it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned in another hadith that the people of paradise are those who have dusty faces, disheveled hair, and worn out clothes, and who are not given any attention. They are those that if they wish to visit kings, they would not be given permission. If they were to send a marriage proposal to a woman, they would be rejected. If they were to speak, their words would not be heard. Their necessities live in their hearts. They are such people of paradise that if their light was to be distributed to all people on the Day of Judgment, it would suffice them all. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've come to know the standard of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not popularity and fame. Rather, sincere people are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if nobody allows them to stand with them in the world. If they were to go missing, nobody would search for them. If they were to die, nobody would cry for them. If they were to attend a gathering, nobody would give them any attention. In any case, we should respect every Muslim who adheres to the Sharia. And if he cannot show them respect, then at the very least, we should not disrespect them. Because some people are hidden rubies. Some people are hidden awliyas. And we are not aware. Disrespecting them sometimes causes a person to fall in a deep pit of destruction. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consider safety to lie in living a life of performing good deeds and remaining unknown. Remember that if a person performs a righteous deed in order to gain honor and fame and to be praised among the people, then shaitan never places obstacles on his path and he performs good deeds without any hesitation or laziness. But then what is the use of such actions which are done out of ostentation, which are done out of showing off people? Unfortunately, today the thirst for fame is being quenched through new means. And one of these ways is to mention your good deeds on social media. As soon as a good deed is done, a picture is taken and it is uploaded to social media. And we desire that this picture should become viral. We desire that the video should become viral. We want millions of views on our pictures and our videos. What is happening? Remember, a person should think 100 times before posting a video or a picture on a social media and ask why are they doing this. The mind go even 1% towards desiring fame and showing off, then refrain from it. And even if you don't have such thoughts, then it is still not appropriate to mention your good deeds on social media. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, people whom Allah wants to be famous, Allah makes them famous. There was no social media at the time of Huzur Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. There was no social media at the time of Huzur Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. But they became famous because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them famous because they did their actions out of sincerity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our pious predecessors would remain wary of love for fame and take themselves to account. Sayyidina Abu Muhammad Murta'ish rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, I performed many hajj and most of them were performed without any provisions. Then it was made apparent to me that this was all the deception of my nafs. Because my mother once told me to fill a pitcher with water and her command felt burdensome upon my nafs. Thus, I came to know that my nafs only agreed with me on my journeys to Hajj for its own satisfaction and deceived me. For if my nafs has been annihilated, then why would it find it so difficult in fulfilling the right of the Sharia, that is, obeying my mother? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've just heard how beautiful the mindset our pious predecessor had, and they adopted humility. Some people have the habit of meeting people with humility and humbleness and courteously, but their conduct with their parents, siblings, and family is harsh, disrespectful, and sometimes hurtful. The question is why? Because displaying a lofty character amongst people is a means of widespread acceptance, whereas displaying good conduct at home does not guarantee a person any special respect or honor. Therefore, these people present themselves as pleasant and courteous and respectful in front of people, but not in front of their own family members. Similarly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are Islamic brothers who strive their utmost for mustahab actions, but fall short in fulfilling their faraid and wajibat. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the reality is that those righteous works through which a person attains fame and praise, they are carried out easily despite being difficult. Because the satisfaction that is gained through love for fame makes the greatest of tasks easy. Remember, love for fame only results in destruction. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is stated in Ihya ul-Ulum, Volume 3, page 616 and 617. Love for fame and ostentation are from the hidden destruction of the nafs and the deception of the inner. The scholars, worshippers, and those who traverse the stages of the hereafter are all affected by this. Through this, these people sometimes make great efforts to worship, to control the desires of the nafs. In fact, they're even successful in saving themselves from doubtful matters. They protect their limbs from outward sins, but they mention their good work, religious achievement, and their effort to spread the call to righteousness in front of the people. For example, I did this, I did that, I spent so much amount in charity, I did a bayan at such and such places, I provided a lecture in youth at such and such places. I'm traveling in Madani Qafila, I have to travel to such and such city and such and such country for Madani Qafila and religious work. And by mentioning these things, they seek comfort of their nafs, they reveal their knowledge and deeds in order to gain acceptance amongst people and the pleasure of the respect and honor they receive from them. When they begin to receive this respect, this acceptance and fame, their nafs desire to reveal their knowledge and deeds even more amongst the people, so that their honor increases even more. Therefore, they seek more ways of informing the people about their good deeds and intellectual capabilities, and they do not suffice with the knowledge that their Lord is aware of their deeds and will reward them. Rather, they are pleased when the people praise them, and do not suffice with the praise they receive from their Lord. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the nafs is well aware of the fact that when the people become aware that so-and-so person has abandoned the desire of his nafs, avoids doubtful matters, spends abundantly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, undertakes great efforts in worship, weeps and shed tears in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, takes part in religious works, works tirelessly for the rectification of people, travels frequently in the Madani Qafila, controls his tongue, eyes and stomach, gives such and such amount of dars, is punctual in attending Madrasatul Madina Balighan, waking others for Fajr, and taking part in the area visit for inviting towards righteousness. They will look at him with honor and respect. They will consider meeting him and seeing him as a means of being fortunate and a treasure for the hereafter. They will very humbly request him to visit their home and shop and make dua for them, drink some tea or accept their invitation for a meal. And they will consider acting upon his advice to contain the goodness of both worlds. Wherever they will see him, they will serve him and greet him with salam. They will desire to eat and drink his leftovers, and they will compete with one another to attain a gift from him or anything that touches his hand. They will kiss the things that he gives. They will kiss his hands and feet, and they will address him as the title of my master. And displaying humility before him, they will present themselves as someone insignificant. For example, servant, slave, when buying and selling, and in also other matters, they will extend their generosity towards him. They will give him the best quality things, and that too very cheap and or completely free. This devotion-filled conduct of people causes great pleasure for the nafs. And this is the pleasure which is dominant over all desires. The pleasures felt through these acts of devotion make it easy for him to leave sins. Because the one who has the disease of love for fame, instead of his nafs calling him towards sins, it tells him that if he commits sins, the devotion-filled eyes will turn away from him. Therefore, with the help of the nafs, the passion of maintaining his honor amongst the people causes the severity of having steadfastness upon worship feel easy. Because internally, he senses the pleasure and the greatest desire. In other words, the pleasure attained from the devotion of the people. It is all being done for fame. He foolishly thinks that he lived his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas he lived his life under this hidden desire, love for fame, love for respect. He considers himself to be sincere in the worship of Allah Almighty. Although this is not the case, rather, he takes great pleasure in adorning himself and feigning in front of the people. And he's extremely happy with the respect and fame that he's receiving. Like this, the reward of worship and righteous acts is wasted and his name is included amongst the hypocrites. But that foolish individual assumes that he has attained proximity, closeness to Allah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to remove the desire for respect, in order to remove the desire for fame from our heart, to rid ourselves of the calamity of arrogance and to save ourselves from wasting our good deeds due to ostentation, due to showing off. It is narrated that a man accompanied Sayyidina Abdullah bin Muhayriz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And when he was about to part from him, he said, give me some advice. Sayyidina Ibn Muhayriz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, if it is possible for you, do these three actions. One, you should recognize others, but you should not be recognized. Two, you should walk, but nobody should walk behind you. And three, you should ask questions, but nobody should ask you questions. A man once entered the court of Sayyidina Dawud Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh asked the reason for his coming. So he replied, I've come to see you. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, by coming to visit me on account of your good opinion, meaning consider me as a good person. You have done good for yourself. But what would become of me if I am asked as to who am I to be visited? Then what will I reply? If I am asked whether I am from the worshipper, I will reply by Allah, I'm not from amongst them. If I'm asked whether I am from the ascetics, that is those who turn away from the world, I will reply, by Allah, I'm not from amongst them either. After saying this, he rebuked himself and said, O Dawood, you were disobedient in your youth, you were a deceiver at middle age, and now, after becoming old, you have become ostentatious. After saying this, he made dua, O the one who is worshipped in the heavens and the earth, grant me so much from your mercy that it rectifies my youth, protects me from all evils, and grants me a lofty station amongst the righteous. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard about the humility of Sayyidina Dawud Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh considered to be a very high-ranking wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. In fact, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, it's considered to be Qutbul Aqtab. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was amongst the students of Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The scribe of the mazhab, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, would go to him for solutions to complex ijtihadi issues. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would perform worship and recite the Quran in abundance. Despite this, his level of humility was such that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh did not deem himself worthy of being visited. But alas, our terrible state in our hearts is such that we are desirous of attaining a position in the world. We are pleased with increasing our honor and we love acceptance from the people. In fact, our state is such that if we do not receive a responsibility or high position, we become upset. Whereas the way of life and mindset of our pious predecessors was totally different. If they were to be given a position, they would become worried. Before passing away, Khalifa Sulaiman made a will and wrote down the name of his successor and then sealed it. After his passing, when the seal was opened, the name of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh unexpectedly came out of it. Seeing this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh became surprised and worried and said, I never made dua to Allah Almighty for this position. Sayyidina Hamad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh narrates, when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was appointed the Khalifa, he began to weep, he began to cry. I asked him the reason for weeping, I asked him the reason for crying. He replied, O Hamad, I'm very fearful of this responsibility. I asked him, how much love for wealth do you have in your heart? He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, not at all. So I said, do not fear, Allah Almighty will aid you. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've just heard about the character, the conduct of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. That instead of becoming happy when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh attained an extremely high position, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh became extremely worried due to his sense of responsibility. Then there is us. That if you're not selected to become Nigran, or for any other responsibility, or for delivering a bayan, or making dua, our mood turns off. And we do not stop there. A series of envy, animosity, tale-telling, backbiting, fault-finding ensues. If only for the sake of these elders, we too are granted such fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not desire any fame or any big responsibility. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should also adopt the beautiful mindset of humility and sincerity like that of our pious predecessors, rahimahullah. For the goodness of both worlds is found in this for us. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's no goodness in fame unless those whom Allah protects. Fame can get to the head and it could lead to another illness of the heart. Arrogance. And now one falls in the deep pit of the destruction of arrogance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from desiring fame. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to commit actions, to commit a'mal only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. آمین بجاہ النبی امین صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.